Good morning. 7:45 a.m. on the real June the 3rd, 2016. I wondered why I couldn't think of all the days. And the answer was there weren't as many as I thought. So, yeah, okay. Yesterday I did a little editing, I did a little writing. I found an interesting plot. I don't know if it's a subplot, I don't know. It just sort of emerged last night. I was totally exhausted, totally disgusted. It was 9 o'clock at night. I had done almost nothing. I don't know if I did nothing, but almost nothing all day. Almost nothing productive all day. It was quite tedious. I was peeved. I did a little editing on Ashes. I need to get that off my desk. So I brewed a cup of coffee, just a single cup. I have a little cone filter that'll take just a cup of coffee. And good morning. That's a big dog. I think it's a poodle, but it's still a big dog. And so I brewed a cup of coffee, made it a little bit stronger. It was delicious. I finished most of it before I went to bed. Didn't have any trouble sleeping. I took my meds around 10, and by 10:30 I was dragging butt. Grim, but I wrote 1,000 words.
Morning.
Good morning. Good morning. And I found this little plot thing. It's I'm gonna have to finish it to figure out where I've gone wrong here in this story. But I gotta finish it. The setup is something that I don't want to reveal. It's a three-part story, and the big setup in the beginning needs to be the big closer at the end. But I need something for this book, and I think I found it. I think I found it. There's all sorts of little hints, there's all sorts of little stuff all the way through the beginning of the story that I just sort of salted in, and they all seem to come together. Last night, and I am quite stoked to get home, get some breakfast, and get on with it. This morning is beautiful. I think I haven't really been. I'm laughing because I haven't really been aware of it. I usually when I walk out the door, I start with unspooling the wired headset, so that I'll have tunes when I walk. And then I stepped out, and the little garden plot outside the kitchen door needed some attention, so I did a little weeding. Checked out oregano, some Greek oregano there in the yard, fresh, beautiful fresh oregano. And I pulled up it's not thyme. It might be rosemary. I think it might have been the annual rosemary, perennial rosemary that my daughter planted a few years back. I pulled it up and then smelled it. It's like, oh. I probably shouldn't have pulled that up. But I pulled up a bunch of grass and just sort of policing the garden a little bit. I don't have any intention of putting anything else in there. I wanted to put in some tomatoes, but you know, I'm not going to take care of them, so there's no sense to put them in. And then I started walking. And I took the picture and I got it posted and I'm walking. And I got about, I'm gonna say I got about a quarter of a mile before I realized I didn't have tunes. I was too busy thinking about this story. I was too busy thinking about how it might go, what I might do with it. Which, on the grand scheme of things, is certainly better than listening to silly pop music. But I put the tunes in, start cranking along. My legs are telling me that I overdid just a little bit yesterday. My calves in particular were quite tight, quite sore this morning. I'm walking them out. It's like, I gotta get back into shape. I gotta get this back into gear. I need to get this boat moving. And slowly, surely, it'll go. It'll get there. It'll make it. So yes, apparently the word is out, Half Share. The audiobook on Audible is already there for pre-order. You can pick it up. It's due to release on June the 14th. And I'm pretty sure they're working on Full Share now. They probably will release one a month until they get to Ashes, which is 4 or 5 months from now. It'll be interesting to see how the audience grows on Audible, who follow Jeffrey over from his science fiction, his military science fiction, and are willing to go along with non-military science fiction. We'll see if it works out. We'll see how it goes. It's an experiment. It's a 7-year mission. A chihuahua. But that gives me time to finish milk run, to do fire, to do probably suicide run, and then darkness, and then home run, and then we'll see where we go from there. Five books, 4 more beyond the one I've got on my word processor. Yes. Get in the groove. Said the acidity, it's no less true today. I am so hungry. My stomach is cramping. And I don't know why, because I ate plenty yesterday. $7.55. I've missed a kid. $7.55. I'm heading east now. I'll be home in about 10 minutes or so. But the kid had to work today. Usually we pass. I'm a little bit later. Between the gardening and the fact that I didn't get out right at 7 o'clock when I wanted to, I was responding to blog posts. I was responding to marketing requests for marketing advice, and working on reviews. I'm working on the peer-reviewed site, monk post. I still got, I got two slots at the end of the month that I need to fill. I may have to wind up writing one of them. I can't convince enough people to step up to the plate. Book recommendations. I'm still reading Judith Tarr. Judith Tarr, it's fantasy. It's I don't know what it is. The Isle of Glass was the was the first book in the series, which I think is The Falcon and the Hound, or The Hound and the Falcon, or something. It's dense, it's rich, it's engaging, I like it. But I'm not making time to read it the way I do some of the other titles. And I just grabbed a sample yesterday, I think, of Michael Wallace's new book, The Sentinel. I've glanced at it. Yeah, this one is going to be killer. The Sentinel, Michael Wallace, a guy I know. He was he had some books on Patio Books. He's a member of a couple of the writing communities I'm in, and the new release is called The Sentinel. I suspect it's going to be very much in the vein of Starship Blackbeard. If you didn't read the Starship Blackbeard, they're novellas. I think they're actually novellas rather than novels. They're kind of short novels. Very, very pulpy. Very damn the torpedoes, full speed ahead. Wicked fun. I enjoyed them immensely. No, they're not really military. No, they're not really authentic or whatever you want to call them. What they were was fun. Now, I suspect this is Sentinel. I know he's got the next one. I've seen the cover art for the next one. So I know he's working the next one. And so yeah, grab a sample. See what you think. The Sentinel, Michael Wallace. What else am I reading? That's about it for the moment. I'm dealing with a bunch of new players in the marketplace in terms of self-published authors who believe that they're self-published, but who have in fact fallen victim to vanity presses and have books that aren't terribly, there's a couple of them aren't, you know, like overly priced. It's just that there's you know, they went with these cooperatives, they went with these groups, these companies, because of the marketing. They didn't want to do the marketing. And it's like, you don't get to offload marketing. That's the new reality. You don't get to offload marketing. If you want to sell books, unless you can convince one of the bigs to spend a lot of money on you, or you manage to luck into some sort of visibility deal, Oprah found your book and called or something, you're going to wind up doing your own marketing. You know, I don't even want to get on this horse anymore. It feels like it's dead. It's like, come on, people, get with the program. Next Friday, speaking of book reviews, what was the book review for the day? I meant to tweet it, and then got sidetracked. See if I can bring it up. Oh yes, Kia, Hope of the Pharaohs. Katie Hampstead, YA. A YA historical. Samantha Dunaway Bryant did the review. She sent me a whole bunch back when I first started the site. She sent me like 10 of them. I think she sent me 3 more since. So there's a lot of Samantha Dunaway Bryant reviews here. Good morning again.
Hi.
And she does a really good job. I really like her review, so I'm happy to have her review books. She's got a book or two of her own out that's a superhero. The Going Through the Change, I think, is the title of it. It's about a menopausal superhero, which I think is, given my Kenneth Fairport adventures, I think is a hell of a good idea. I really like the idea. I'm not a superhero reader, so I can't comment on the books. She's getting some good feedback. She's getting some good reviews on it, so close off. But Kia, Hope of the Pharaohs is the peer-reviewed book of the day. I have to remember to tweet that later. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. These people working up a sweat running. I got a little bit of a sweat going here. Sun is up. It's warming up. It's supposed to be 80-something today. I'm wearing my jacket and just a t-shirt today, and I'm not wearing fleece, unlike yesterday. I wore my my winter shirt all day yesterday, till like the middle of the afternoon, and I had to go outside and said, you know what, I think it's time to break out the t-shirts. Today I'm wearing my Heisenberg Laboratories t-shirt. We respect the chemistry. I have a whole bunch of branded t-shirts that my wife has given me over the years. There's an old Fortran logger that I find quite amusing and wear so much you can really barely see the old Fortran seal on the chest. But yes, it is. It's a lovely morning. We have birds chirping. There's people mowing lawns this morning because they don't want to wait till it's too late. The boys came and mowed my lawn yesterday. It was time. Got the sprinklers turned on, but I've got one zone that's a problem. I've got to get them in here to look at it. But here I am, out the back gate. I made it. Tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, that does not bode well. Oh, 1920, okay. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.